my friends. Welcome, welcome. This is Yu Jung. And if you don't know me, I'm an art therapist. And here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, I talk all about the career and business side of being an art therapist, especially online business. So today I want to talk about something meta. and it is about self-acceptance as art therapists and how we try to seek acceptance from outside, which has distracted us or even diverted us from our passion, that is our art therapy. So I want to share something that I have heard from an actual art therapist, and I want this to be kind of a point where we can really expand upon our thoughts. So the thing that I heard from an art therapist was that it's hard to find employment where my training is valued for what it can bring to the table. So I felt like I had to become a licensed counselor to be sure that I can have a job. So that was one thing that I have heard from an art therapist, and I felt like this was not just her case. You know, I feel like this is pretty common, and you may probably relate to this. Like, in fact, many of you might have a counselor license right now too. And it is actually a trend these days that master's program become more of a counseling program with a specialization in art therapy. So like there are these like kind of dual degree programs. And actually a lot of people do recommend that you become a counselor as well or obtain that license as well. So this is something that I have grappled with in my career as well. And I really wanted to talk about this because I want to really empower ourselves, empower our therapists, honestly. So hear me out on this. So I think that counseling and talk therapy is a totally different thing. Would you say that too? Right? I think that as I pursued my own art therapy online business, and really I just stuck with pure art therapy, I realized as I was doing that, how much art therapists in general are hesitant, reluctant, or kind of afraid to stick with just art therapy and not try to go with counseling or other mental health fields. It's almost like art therapists are really leaning towards trying to fit in with counseling or fit in with marriage and family therapy or social work or whatever other mental health field studies there are. So I have been seeing this with my own eyes, like this theme going on of like fitting in, right? Basically trying to fit in. Like our master's program, right? They're trying to fit in with like counseling programs, trying to make our license to go under counseling license as well. So that's the case for like Texas. Of course, it's not the case for everybody or every state, but it does happen in some states. Trying to be considered as counselors or therapists by other counselors and therapists or by employers within our work environment. We try to get on insurance panels just like counselors and MFTs and social workers. We use DSM. We stick with the medical model most of the time. And some of us really do more talk therapy than art therapy, honestly. And we maybe like, you know, work under a psychologist or psychiatrist in our department. You know, quote unquote, work under, but, and so in assimilating to this kind of clinical mental health field, I see that we often lose ourselves as our therapists. Sometimes we just simply work under counseling license and just do talk therapy, right? And so the clients that see us are talk therapy clients. So we just do talk therapy. And, you know, we might rarely make art ourselves too. Like, we might not have a real, you know, art making practice for ourselves. We don't kind of cultivate this like artist identity in us. And within that, we might feel disconnected to the soul level kind of communication that we can have with ourselves through art, right? You know, sometimes when someone else introduces us as art therapists, we might try to make sure that they say also, oh, I'm a licensed counselor. And so a lot of times we could find ourselves trying to present ourselves as someone other than our therapist to potential employers, right? When we're trying to like find jobs too. And so this fitting in, this kind of theme of assimilating and fitting in shows up in so many different places, I think. It almost seems like we are really worried or afraid to just be our therapist, honestly. Just be our therapist because maybe others won't value us as just our therapist. So getting a counselor license, you know, seems like a really strategic move, right? Like, you know, we can up our chances for getting jobs and making more income on the surface, right? And so those are probably the big reasons why we want to go for like counseling license or any other mental health license and things like that. But hey, we are our therapists, and I want to go deeper than that today. I want to go deeper than that and than the job and income. Okay, so jobs and income is connected to something deeper inside of us. There's something underneath that. And that deeper thing is this belief or assumption that people will not pay us or aka value us when we show up as solely our therapists. Just our therapist, nothing else, no counselor, no case manager, nothing else, no psychologist. So now we are talking. This is the core, really. Okay, jobs and income, okay, that's surface level things. But really, what are we really concerned about is that we're not somehow good enough just as our therapists. So we gotta like compensate, or we gotta do other things. We gotta add other things onto what we already have. All these other things that society sees as valuable. There's this kind of like belief and assumption that we as art therapists and the work that we do, just art therapy, is not valuable, worthy, or as precious as these other disciplines. And so I hope this resonates a little bit, because all these like actions and decisions that we're making about our career can really connect to this, to how we see ourselves as our therapists and how much value we see in our therapy work. And so a lot of times this is a very unconscious and subconscious assumption and belief that really kind of just underlies a lot of the patterns that we see in this field. And it's hard to recognize it first, really. I mentioned this and we were talking about this because I want to say the truth is that our work is so valuable. I as an early career art therapist years ago, I had to do so much unlearning of this deep conditioning and belief that we are unworthy and not valuable in some capacity. I had to really accept my value as an art therapist, just as an art therapist. I had to really embrace myself with this identity and with this work. And as I did that, I saw that me sticking to just art therapy work was really important for me. It was really about integrity for me. it was about going deep inside of myself, understanding why I even went into art therapy from the beginning. And the honest truth is that I went into it because I wanted to do art therapy, nothing else. I didn't want to do anything else. I just wanted to do art therapy, right? And so I feel like many of you might relate to this too. Like, the reason why you went into art therapy was to do art therapy, right? Not do counseling or case management or whatever other thing. Of course, you can, but our initial purpose was to do art therapy. Well, at least for me. And so when I realized this, doing art therapy meant so much to me. It meant I aligned myself to what I really believed in. I aligned to my value and worth as an art therapist. And a lot of times, some things that we struggle with as art therapists is that, yes, I you know, went into art therapy because I know this value. This is so helpful for people. I love it. I breathe it, right? And live it. But we also say, oh, you know, other people don't see our value. That's the problem, right? Maybe other mental health professionals, or maybe just the public itself, our society in general, they just don't see the value of art therapy. And so we have this trouble of like dealing with all these things that other people think and other people say. But the fact is, I think that it's really actually us who are struggling with this because we actually believe their opinion a little bit inside of us. A part of us is kind of believing that, yeah, I'm not too sure about the value of art therapy. Right? Really think about it. Really think why we might feel bothered by other people not seeing our value or seeing the value of art therapy. Why? To me, I think that's because a part of us actually believes their thoughts and opinions in some way or form, most of the time subconscious. And there are many reasons why we have this false belief about the value of art therapy, why a part of us can't really buy into art therapy or see the value of it 100% and own it. There's a lot of reasons that we might be, you know, having that false belief. And I'll talk about this in a future episode because it really is a deep thing that I really want to kind of expand upon. But hopefully I'll talk about it in the next episode. But in this episode, I hope that this talk has really made you think really hard about your real reason for getting into art therapy and how you can begin to accept and embrace your value as an art therapist. So I'm not here to say anything about anyone who wants to do both talk therapy or, you know, with art therapy. That's awesome. Like, if you want to do talk therapy, if you want to do social work in addition to art therapy, that's amazing. I feel like art therapy can be such an awesome discipline that it can really incorporate so many other things with it. But I'm only here to share that for some of us, you know, doing solely art therapy is something we really just want inside of us. Like, it's the purpose of our studies and our training and our work. And that I just want to say, for those of you who feel that way, it can be so empowering to just do art therapy, because then your decision to just do art therapy is really about self-belief and owning your self-worth as an art therapist. So I think that this self-belief and self-worth thing as art therapist is such a big theme. I'll probably talk about this more in the future in a different angle, but yeah, I feel like this is such an important topic to talk about. I know it's kind of meta, like it's not really talking about our work, technical work with clients. It's really talking about our work and our identity as a field, as and also as individuals as well, it's really connected, right? So, you know, I feel like as our therapist, we can really get into the work so deep and just being with our clients and working and helping and serving people that sometimes we miss these like big picture themes that are going on in our career and our business that actually like affects such a big part of our work and who we are. So I hope this was helpful in you just kind of thinking about this a little bit more. And if you have any like thoughts, responses, or even questions, please let me know. I am on Instagram. If you know me, my handle is thirstyforartofficial. DM me anytime and also email me anything. Reach out to me at hello@thirstyforart.com. So thank you so much for listening today. Art therapist, I am here for you. Let's talk about this. This is the space to do so. Also, if you have any other like ideas for episodes in the future, yeah, inform me. Let me know of your thoughts, ideas. I'd be happy to talk about these things that are on your mind. So thank you so much for listening again. I will talk to you next time. Bye.